Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So the big question for the United States Congressman who is now in front of our microphones is how many people were at your table last night for Thanksgiving? Because I'm counting that there was at least 23.
No, you need to go up. About 28.
We have
17 grandchildren.
I know that.
So they all stopped in for a period of time, and it was a lot of fun. It really was. It gets expensive to buy all the food and cook the turkey, but we enjoyed it.
Did you cook the turkey?
No, I cooked some ribs. My son-in-law made the turkey. He's a great cook. Actually, he fried it, which is good.
So what Elaine does? You do it?
She did the dressing. She did the, we have a salad. She did a great job on putting everybody together.
28 people. I was short. Doggone, I thought I had it right. So since I last talked to you, we've had this election. And a guy by the name of Trump defied all imagination and swept the table. Got the popular vote, got the electoral vote, and despite all the prognostication and the polls and all this kind of stuff, he did very, very well.
Well, it was a great day in America. I wish your listeners could be in D.C. and the week we were there. We go back Monday. It's just a feeling of euphoria. The country was saved. And we'd have been under total socialism had Kamala Harris and her clan continued. But, no, it's a great day, Manning, in this country. Now it's time to get to work. We've got all three houses. There are no excuses. We've got to make progress, and I think we will. Most of the things that we'll be doing early on is passing Trump's agenda, which is closing the border, drilling our own oil, putting tariffs in place, and getting this country back on track that's been off now for the last 4 years. And that's why what brought Americans, I think, to the realization that it's time to do something and it's time to take this country back, and they did.
You know, we're both reminded about what happened in 2016 when Trump got first elected, had control of both houses, and the United States Congress couldn't get anything together, and it was just one mess after another. And as a result, you had a little bit of Russia collusion in there and all that, and not a whole lot got done, and so we had this past administration for the last 4 years. How are we going to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, you can't. I mean, there's going to be fights and disagreements. I mean, our big issue, we're going to pass Trump's agenda, but now the spending is the cancer in this country. Mm-hmm. We cannot keep going adding $35 trillion, which we're in debt now. But I would argue that it's far greater than that. If you put the trust fund, highway trust fund, Social Security, you know, every agency's in the red. You just can't. You got to stop it. Now, every dollar that's spent in Washington has got a advocate for it. And politicians from both sides just have a hard time saying no. But now it's going to be a gnashing of the teeth when it comes to cutting. And no longer can we say that a cut in our national budget is just a decrease in the amount of the increase. It's got to be sincere, just like every business goes through and every family goes through. You got to reprioritize. This country is going to be unleashed, but it's not going to be unleashed if we've got a burden of the debt that's been accumulating for a long period of time. Now is the time to do something.
So he's taken two people, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, and put them ahead of this Department of Governmental Efficiency. And it was interesting, in one of the interviews that Ramaswamy had, he said there is about $1 trillion a year being spent not by Congress, but by the lower-level bureaucrats who administer all these programs. And he said right there is a place to start. Does that make sense to you?
It makes more than good sense. I mean, the only thing this administration has done is give us things to cut out. And it's a brilliant idea by Donald Trump to put somebody like Elon Musk, who is a successful businessman. Vivek Ramaswamy is a successful businessman. They're not getting paid. But the greatest part about what they're doing, they're going to publicize it. They're going to let we the people find out where their dollars have been going. And it's not going to be a pretty sight. But this is across-the-board cuts are going to have to be made. And, you know, it's now's the time, and they're going to lead off with it. How do you criticize somebody that's donating their time, that is publicizing it? And if you disagree with it, then tell us where you disagree. And they're the brightest of the best in the business arena, and they will be in cutting government.
And they promised to get their work done by July 4th of 2026.
Correct.
The 250th anniversary of the country.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting.
Well, it is, and it's a novel idea, but it's something that should have been done that you can't really argue with. And so I'm excited about it. And we've been in meetings with Elon Musk. He's brilliant. And Ramaswamy, too. But Elon Musk sets a whole different atmosphere in this country. And look what he's done on X. He doesn't care what the press says. He doesn't care what other politicians say about him. He's there to do a job. And like all of us, we ought to be there to do the job to save the country. And if we keep spending, it's not that we won't have a country to go to.
But you know, the spending problem is a problem that has gone on for years and years. It's as much a Republican problem as it is a Democratic problem. Spending, 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 spending. Trump himself, in his last administration, spent tons of extra money, way over the budget. And when we talk about reining it in, it's going to have to be something that everybody understands, mm-hmm. that it's not political, although it's going to be made political. That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, I would argue it is political because, I mean, look at South Carolina. Look at the Department of Education. 10th Amendment rights remind us that the states created the federal government, not vice versa. And, you know, when you give somebody something, and a lot of agencies think that the federal government has given us something. No, that's our own money. And the borrowing part of it is what we've got to put a stop on. And it's going to be a tough, and is it going to be hard? Are you going to have the press, on everything we do? Yes. And are you going to have the embedded bureaucrats who are intent on stopping this president? But it's not going to work. They hadn't stopped him yet, and they're not going to stop him now.
One of the other things that Ramaswamy said that I thought was interesting, the federal government has 4 million employees. 4 million. That's almost a number that's incomprehensible. I mean, that's almost the size of the state of South Carolina. And he said it's just too much. We don't need. And most of these workers in today's world are not coming to the office every day. And we've got all these government buildings that are basically vacant. And if we're not going to use them, let's get rid of them.
Manning, the number one complaint I get is how irresponsible and non-responsive government agencies are. Now, not all of them. They're good people who work for the government. But it's gotten out of control, and the $4 million is ridiculous. But take our MRA allowance, our members' reserve allowance that we get. That's way too much. It goes up every year. I don't know anything that goes up every year other than government. And so we're at the point now where it is a crisis, it is a cancer, and it is something that both parties are going to have to agree to. And it's going to be hard because it means sitting down with the different groups that come in to my office, and all 435 congressmen get it. Everybody comes in. Most of them have got their hand out. Most of them have had federal funding for a long period of time. It can't be that way anymore. Now, you prioritize the military being the number one agency we've got to prioritize. Social Security, that's our money that's being spent. We've got IOUs, and that is ridiculous. If you want to know the definition of stealing, it's what they're doing to Social Security funds that we're paying in.
Well, you've already done away with the Social Security Trust Fund. I mean, it's gone. So I know that you're getting questions about this because it's been so politicized. But how do you see, let's just talk about Social Security. Do you see that that's going to be, I mean, you can change the tables and so you can adjust the cash flow coming in and out. so that younger generations can't get it as early as your generation and my generation have. You can control that. But Medicare, do you see Medicare becoming means-tested somehow in order to cut down that expense? How are we going to do that?
If you look at the Medicare rolls, Medicaid and Medicare rolls, it's non-accountable. And it's like so many of the other agencies, Manning. Department of Defense passed for the seventh, did not pass an audit for the seventh year in a row. But if you could, if you monitor and scrutinize each agency, like Ramaswamy and
Musk
and Elon will do, that's what's going to have to be done. And no longer can we just say that Social Security, it's okay to go broke in 2030 or 2035. It's running red ink now. Now, you're going to have to adjust age. It's going to have to be some type of, like the one, I have a girl in my office who worked for Social Security for 20 years. She said, Ralph, we ought to charge for your Social Security card, which will, like you do a driver's license, a small fee. Things like that. There is no magic answer. But ignoring it and just saying that since it affects so many people, that we're not going to tackle it, can no longer. I mean, the result will be Social Security being not funded, going broke, and people not getting their checks, which is unacceptable. That's the last priority that you need.
I would imagine the number one priority would be, can we get a budget? We haven't had a budget for how many years? Long, long, long time. A balanced budget for sure. We haven't had.
Well, I'm on the budget committee. We've got a 10-year balanced budget. But guess who wouldn't let us present it? The leaders in Congress.
All right.
They don't want to see the hard work. Once you adopt a budget, you got to live by it. And we've always been able to not have one and not have a blueprint. Every family has got a budget, whether it's written down or not. Every business has got a budget. But the federal government has not existed on a budget. And that's been purposeful. But Jody Arrington from Texas is chairman of it, and we're going to get it out one way or another and put it on the floor. And if it gets voted down, then vote it down. But I don't see how people will do that. Everybody's got to take some ownership, and everybody has got to realize that in South Carolina, I'm going to have to tell agencies that this is why it's going to be cut. And to save the country is a valid argument that I think most people deep down will realize.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by, of course, Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments of Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Now, we're going to tell everybody what happens here at Substation 2, and it's in these white letters, and we're going to encourage everybody outside to get on in here inside, even people from Denver, Colorado. So how do we do this now? At this count of three, we're all going to bellow out together what's in the white letters. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Yard, yard, yard.
All right, back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Jerry Road, across from Winthrop.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
If your primary care physician has recommended surgery for a medical condition and non-invasive medical treatments are not an option, you may want to talk to your surgeon about new, less invasive surgical techniques. At Piedmont Medical Center, we use Da Vinci Robotic Surgery, a robot-assisted system controlled by your surgeon designed to allow for greater surgical precision during many general GYN and urology procedures that potentially offers you a quicker recovery. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union.
Now through December 31st, take advantage of 7.9% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Terms and conditions apply. To obtain additional cost information, please contact us at 1-800-845-1614. On July 1st, 2025, the promotional APR will revert to the effective APR as previously disclosed. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for a list of qualifying purchases.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If you need catering, Substation 2 has a number of options. Right, Charlie?
At Substation 2, we have giant party subs. We have sliced deli meat trays. We have sandwich trays. We basically have everything you need for the party except the people. And we can supply them, too.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. United States Congressman Ralph Norman is kind enough to pull away from the turkey table to be with us here today on Straight Talk. Well, you know, realistically, what do you think it's going to take, or how long will it take for us to have a true balanced budget that we're going to learn to live with year after year after year after year? I mean, I don't think it's going to happen year number one, do you?
No. But you take the first step. It's a stairway. The first step is having pretty severe cuts. I think President Trump will be on board, depending on what it is. I mean, many of the things that are out of priority in spending, just take the military, the transgender surgeries, everything's got a price tag to it. You know, the DEI training. I mean, the military's down 30-some percent in people volunteering to protect this country. That's not from a lack of patriotism. It's from a lack of what's happening in the military. And I hear it every day that when people go through what they have to with the military, word spreads. And so that alone will take the time to decipher it, but we got to sell it. And it's going to take we the people getting on their reps wherever they are and saying, when it comes out publicly, that this is what needs to be done. And it's not going to be easy, but it's got to be done, and I think it will be.
It is interesting. We had an item in the news here the other day that Walmart has joined a list now, I think close to two dozen major corporations across the country that are moving away from this DEI stuff. You know, this kind of crammed down their throat by the outgoing administration, and it's just productivity at the companies is not what it used to be. I mean, the whole thing has been a mess.
What about the electric cars, the $7,500 subsidy? People don't want to buy electric cars. And it's just another attempt by the government to force it, and Biden led the way. Look at the price tag on the 15 to 20 million people here illegally in this country. Look at the price tag. No one really knows. So, you know, here's the opportunity that we have. I'm tired of, you know, you hear complaints all the time, but what are you going to do about it? My job is to get up there to play an active role in the budget if I'm reappointed, and I think I will be, and to publicize it, and it'll be a welcome relief to this country. This country voted this past election loud and clear.
Oh, yeah.
To take all three houses doesn't happen. I don't think it's happened since Reagan in the 80s. So we got great opportunity to do something.
Well, as some people would say, to get the train back on the tracks.
Correct.
We've been going down the wrong road here for a long time. And you got a guy in there who doesn't have to worry about getting reelected. He's got 4 years. I don't think they're going to tag him with Russian collusion anymore. I think they've worn that out. So many members of the national media who have been on his case ever since he came down the stairwell after being elected, their numbers have gone in the tank. They're almost non-existent in terms of the strength that they had. So he's got a clear mandate.
Yeah, but you got to realize he does have 4 years, but in effect, in the reality, he's got 26 months. Because it's with the election of a president coming up in the next 4 years, he's got 26 months to get his agenda. That's why you – and he knows that. That's why you're seeing him name his cabinet positions and putting them in place. And this, you look at what they have already done to a lot of his – they've brutalized a lot of the picks he has. Yet this is the media that let a man who was cognitively not there – run quietly for three and a half years.
Embarrassing. So you got to be very excited about this selection to be the Border Czar. This fellow Tom Holman, he's a no-nonsense kind of guy, and he's already been down there to the border to meet with Abbott and say, we're working together. And Abbott says, my God, I can't believe it. I'm going to actually get some help from the federal government.
You know, the Border Patrol agents can't wait to cut Tom Holman loose. You either... He's going to deport, just like Trump promised. He knows how to do it. He's a tough guy. And you either go along with him or get out of the way, or he's going to do it anyway. And I saw a different side to him when he spoke at our conservative opportunists. Tom Holman, as tough as he is, broke down in tears over the – you may have read back 3 years ago, children in a trailer.
Oh, yeah.
The heat got him. Mm-hmm. You had like 90 deaths. He was in there. He went in there and saw that. He broke down. But he's got an empathy to him. But he knows how to do this more than anybody. And you let the media jump on him. It's not going to work.
No, it won't work. And there are half a million children without their parents who have come in across the border. My God.
Well, it's 5 football stadiums, if you want to put it in perspective. Clemson holds 80-some thousand, Carolina the same. That's 5, over 400,000 children that are being put in the sex trade, that are being without parents, that are in a foreign country, the language they don't speak. That alone should have gotten the administration to stop doing this, but they didn't. They had no empathy for the children, and that's the real sad part about this, but it's going to be corrected.
But you know, I think probably the most exciting part of all this is the fact that the American people did what all the pundits said they would never do. And they defied all the polls, defied all the, you know, the columns and what have you. And they could see through all that was going on and say, we've got to make a change.
Well, and I tell you, and I credit we the people. I was at a meeting with Rick Scott, who ran for majority leader. John Thune got it. But guess what Thune brought up to Rick Scott? And this was 2 weeks ago when they was telling a group of us this. John Thune said, I can't wait for all this hell to stop. And Rick Scott said, what do you mean hell? You're the new majority leader. He said, yeah, but people are calling my office, emailing me. That's how effective we the people are, and we got to keep it up.
Ralph Norman, thank you so much for taking some time over your Thanksgiving holiday. And God bless you as you go back to Washington, D.C. But I know you have a smile on your face.
It's a great time to be in America.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Your with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. One more time. You ready, Ron? Clean out the old throat there. Here we go. Fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week here at Substation 2, which will only be open until 6 o'clock tonight, and tomorrow only 11 to 6. Okay? How do we do it? 1, 2, 3.
Slice.
Garden. Have yourself a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.